Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Lunch, madam.
Why, Charles, a chicken spinach Waldorf salad. My compliments to the chef.
It's from Brahms, madam.
Brahms?
Indeed. Brahms' new chicken spinach Waldorf salad. Delicious, actually. Seasoned grilled chicken, spinach and spring mix, cheddar cheese, strawberries, apples, raisins, roasted pecans, served with a sweet vinaigrette dressing.
Oh, how lovely, Charles. My compliments to Brahms and my condolences to the chef.
The new chicken spinach Waldorf salad, only at Brahms.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including Sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
USDA has issued their latest cattle on feed report. Joining us today is Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, let's talk about what you see as far as the numbers. Maybe first of all, recap the numbers for us on this report based on February 1st data.
Sure. January placements came in at 104% of last year. Marketings in January were 106% of last year. That gives us an on-feed total that rounds to 108% of last year.
Now, you know, first glance, what do you think this report tells us?
Well, the surprise is, as it often is, in the placement number, it came in bigger than expected. It's really outside the range of published pre-report expectations. So the marketings number was very close to expectations. So, this report is going to be viewed as somewhat bearish, continuing the string of large monthly year-over-year increases in placements.
With the placements at the size that they are, you know, your thoughts on what this really tells us as far as the cattle that are being moved off of pasture, out of the country, into the yards?
Well, I think that's really the key is, you know, and this really started going back to last November. We had a big placement number. December was, you know, kind of in line with expectations, only slightly bigger. This number's a little bigger, and I think all of that reflects conditions out in the country. We've had to move cattle in sooner. And so what we're really doing, of course, is just changing the timing of these cattle. Obviously, this doesn't change the overall numbers. We know there's more feeder cattle out in the country, but what we're doing is moving them into the feedlots somewhat faster these last few months.
I guess we do obviously, as you mentioned, know that we do have more cattle in the country overall. Inventory report did reflect that here just a week or so ago.
That's right. You know, again, the numbers are pretty well fixed for this year. There's more cattle. We had a bigger calf crop in 2017. Of course, we had more cows on January 1, too, so we're going to have a bigger calf crop yet in 2018. So, we're going to continue to see this overall feeder supply continue to grow through 2018 and on into 2019.
We obviously had excellent demand throughout most of calendar year 2017. The numbers were up, but the demand basically swallowed up those excess pounds. I guess that is the key for most of this year as well.
It really is a continuation of that. Again, you're absolutely right. We're going to see an increase in beef production this year. Again, year over year. Last year was good proof to us that demand can alleviate that. And so far, we're in pretty good shape here in early 2018. We're carrying some good demand in, some good price levels. If it continues, then 2018 can be another kind of sideways year. Probably don't look for prices to go up. They're certainly vulnerable to go down if we do have any slips in demand, but if demand stays strong, we can hold ourselves pretty steady going forward, even with the increase in beef production.
I guess the combination of the cattle inventory report plus these last few cattle on feed reports pretty well cast the die on the supply side, right?
It really does, both in terms of the overall numbers and, again, to some extent on timing. Although, when you look at the weight breakdowns from month to month, we're going to spread these cattle out. There's going to be a little more cattle that will hit here in the second and on in towards the third quarter of the year based on these last couple of cattle on feed reports. But again, the placements by weight have not been all bunched in one category every month. Plus, we still got some winter weather that tends to spread cattle out. So, we just have more cattle to deal with. I don't think we have any serious sort of bunching of cattle or walls of cattle, if you will, that we have to deal with. We just have to continue to move them through the system pretty aggressively, like we have for the last 15 months or so.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Value Genetics Bull Sale for Davis Angus, Saturday, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market north of Clinton, Oklahoma on Highway 183. The sale starts at 12:30 and will feature 110 bulls and 35 commercial open heifers. Attend the sale live or online at dvauction.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you to check out their catalog at davisangus.com or call Jim at 580-331-8036 for more info. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull Sale, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market. Don't miss it.
And that's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.